KSRO with Pat Kerrigan and Larry Olson. And on the live line with us this morning from ABC News is correspondent Ryan Burrow, and he is live from Parkland, Florida. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. And the latest today, we're expecting Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson, a Republican and Democrat, to visit the school today and speak with law enforcement officials. We know the bodies have all been removed now from the school. The evidence has not quite all been picked up at this point. We don't exactly know when the school will be open. We're at least talking, obviously, next week before that that even comes to light. But as for right now, there's a lot of healing going on. Last night there was a vigil attended by thousands. If you haven't had a chance to see any of the imagery, especially the helicopter shots, pretty impressive. A candlelight vigil.
Yes.
A lot of local law enforcement was there, as well as local politicians. Anthony Rizzo of the Chicago Cubs, who grew up here, went to this high school, also in attendance and spoke. And there was a feeling of unity, a feeling of love, but also a demand and a call that this be the last school shooting. People say that something has to be done, whether it be gun control measures, mental health, something like that. Almost every person who spoke referenced that.
I'm getting some interesting facts about what happened yesterday. Reports that the 19-year-old suspect, Nicholas Cruz, actually went to Subway after the shooting.
Yeah, and ordered himself a drink. The whole timeline is pretty bizarre if you think about it. He actually, according to law enforcement, showed up in an Uber to the school.
Yeah, dropped off by an Uber.
Now, there's going to be no prosecution against that Uber driver. It was just a normal fare. There was nothing out of the ordinary about that. Was picked up by a female driver, dropped off at the school just after 2 o'clock. And as you mentioned, was having a drink at a Walmart, a Subway inside of a Walmart, and walking near a McDonald's within an hour and 20 minutes after the whole shooting began. That's when he was arrested. So the timeline's a little clear. Some of these facts and little interesting side points, though, wearing a gas mask, pulling the fire alarm, that's not something that police have confirmed to us yet at this point.
You know, I heard a word from the arresting cop who picked up that suspect walking down the street. And he said, you know, of course, he had the description, et cetera. And he's looking beyond the school grounds for this 19-year-old. And he saw who he thought might be. And then, of course, he looked at him. He said, and I thought, that couldn't possibly be the person who just did that. And of course,
and it was pretty uneventful arrest as well. Because he just kind of walked up to him, and there was no there was no fight, there was no struggle. He we saw some of the pictures. He was held down to the ground while other police arrived, but kind of uneventful after all the carnage that had been left behind.
It's probably a tricky subject to talk about at this point, but gun laws in Florida, you don't need a permit or a license to buy a gun in Florida, and you don't have to register. So is that debate beginning to heat up specifically in Florida?
This comes after Pulse, right? I mean, Pulse was here. The shooting at Fort Lauderdale at the airport, 5 people dead there, that was here in Florida. And we've learned that gun was purchased, that weapon was purchased legally here by an 18-year-old just under a year ago. So that may be something that they're going to look into. Obviously, there were calls for no guns in the state of Florida last night at this vigil. There were chants at one point during that. We don't exactly know what's going to come out of this. We do know the governor says he will go to state legislators and try to get something done. But Marco Rubio and even President Trump have warned, we don't want to do something that just makes people feel good. We want there to be something substantive that will continue on to prevent something like this from happening in the future.
Yeah, Ryan, you know, we've heard this so many times. We've heard this so many times shortly after a tragedy similar to this happens. It's hard to take it seriously at this point.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy Hook, Virginia Tech. I mean, you can go down the list and you know, everyone after that said, well, this is going to be the last one, and it hasn't been.
Yep. So far, there is much to do, and no doubt the vigil that you were at last night will be the first of many. It certainly was followed by vigils around the country from people who are also very, very saddened about what happened in Florida on Wednesday. Ryan, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We sure appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
That is Ryan Burrow from ABC News. On the scene in Parkland, Florida, the site of that massive shooting, 17 dead, another dozen injured on Wednesday. And the suspect now in custody, and police say he has confessed.